This is 6-5. CKLW 2020 News. Windsor traffic is moving well but heavy. Look for delays later today on Willette Avenue due to road work. Traffic on the southbound Lodge and the eastbound Ford is still very heavy at this hour. Speeds 20 to 25. All other Detroit area freeways are moving at medium to maximum speeds. No reported accidents or tie-ups at this time. Apollo 10 will flame back to Earth about midday today. The near-perfect moon flight still has one critical hurdle. Re-entry from the moon is much more dangerous than from orbit. The spaceship must hit a hole in the sky and do so at precisely the right angle. This flight has been marked by some amazingly light banter and even practical jokes. For example, this morning the astronauts had asked to be awakened by soft music. This is what they got. Windsor area accounted for half the traffic fatalities in Ontario. Three people died over the weekend. In the area, six died across the province. The two women killed in Tecumseh Friday night, first reported here, then last evening. 15-year-old Brian Veter of Tecumseh was struck and killed by a Detroit car on Highway 2 near the Checker Flag Raceway, same location where 11 people were injured in a two-car crash last week. In Michigan, a record 27 people were killed in traffic and five more drowned. This just in, custodians at Melvindale High School in suburban Detroit have gone on strike. However, a school official stresses that the school will remain open despite pickets. Windsor Council has a top secret meeting held behind closed doors later today. It will discuss the $500,000 bumble on the sewer system.
The council members will meet behind closed doors to discuss that recent blunder that resulted in the misalignment of two huge sewer pipes. The meeting is closed apparently because of legal aspects, but department heads here at City Hall never spoke freely about the mistake from the time it was first discovered. Scopan Construction is building the city's new sewer system, and officials say that this mistake will cost an estimated $500,000 to correct, although the city claims that the money won't come out of the taxpayer's wallet. Byron McGregor, 2020 News.
The Reverend Franklin says he doesn't know anything about it, but police nevertheless want to know how marijuana got in Franklin's suitcases. He's pastor of the now infamous Bethel Baptist Church and father of swinging soul singer Aretha Franklin. A Dearborn Heights policeman shot and critically wounded a youth stripping cars in the Evergreen Ford area last night. Detroit firemen fought a two-alarm blaze on the second floor of an apartment building at 14th and Selden early this morning. The fire was brought under control without any injury. After weeks of no news, there may be a break in the rash of sex murders in the Ann Arbor area. Detroit police stopped a blue Econoline van similar to the one seen in the area where Marilyn Skelton was murdered. The two youths driving the vehicle were released after being held overnight, had told police they borrowed the vehicle from its owner. Ann Arbor detectives will be in Detroit today, according to Deputy Ann Arbor Police Chief Harold Olson.
Intend to send a couple of detectives down to work with the Detroit Police Department in regards to searching this vehicle for certain items.
But there must be hundreds of these vehicles on the streets.
Oh, there have been numerous reports of similar type vehicles that have been seen by police agencies throughout the state.
The frost was on the petunia overnight as the mercury plummeted to tie a 1913 cold record. It was 36 degrees overnight, but the temperature has been skyrocketing since the sun came up. It's now 47. Weatherman Lee Vandekar.
The cold air, however, will continue out east now, and the warm air from the south should push up here today, tonight, tomorrow. And this should be the last of this cold air mass.
Record high for the day was 92 back in 1944. Just in, Windsor police report an overnight break-in at the Bookland Bookstore, 2451 Dougal Avenue. The amount of the haul still uncertain, but police say they believe it will be a large one. Beatle John Lennon and his wife Yoko were detained by immigration men in Toronto last night when they arrived from the Bahamas. Lennon plans to stage one of his rather sordid bed-ins in Montreal and tried it in the Bahamas, but found out it was too hot. The weekly Hotline Award goes to Joseph Mariana of Detroit, first to report the shooting of a police officer last Thursday night. He now becomes eligible for the $1,000 annual news award. This is CKLW Windsor paying $1,000 for the best story of the year, plus a weekly cash award. Call the hotlines now, 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit.
CKLW Sports!
The Tigers beat the Angels 10-0 yesterday, their seventh victory in eight starts. Willie Horton, Don Wirt, and Dick McAuliffe all had home runs, and the win was Denny McLain's seventh. The Tigers take the night off tonight. Minnesota downed New York 2-1 and 3-2 in a doubleheader yesterday. The A's defeated Washington 3-2. Seattle topped Cleveland 3-2. Baltimore 5, Oakland 3. And Boston shut out the White Sox 1-0. In the National League, Braves 4, Phillies 1. The Reds topped the Expos 7-2. The Astros defeated the Mets 6-3. Cards topped the Dodgers 4-0. Pirates took 2 from San Francisco, 2-1 and 6-2. The San Diego Padres defeated the Cubs 10-2 in the first. Cubs came back 1-0 in the second game. Bert Yancey won the Atlantic Golf Classic with a 6-foot birdie putt in sudden-death extra play with Bruce Devlin. Toronto's George Knutson was in a fifth-place tie. Two Michigan drivers are in the starting field at Indianapolis, Gordon Johncock and Sam Session. CKLW first in the Motor City with 2020 news.
Bargain hunters of the world, your hunting days are over. Now you can find a whole new world of bargain tours like you've never seen before, all under one roof. The tours are called Pan Am Holidays. They cover every part of the world. They come in all prices and styles, from basic bus to savvy safari. They're planned by somebody who knows the tour business inside out, and they're backed by the world's most experienced airline. See a Pan Am travel agent or a Pan Am ticket office. Walk through one door and you can walk out with the world.
Pan Am makes it going crazy.
Fly away to Europe. Pan Am has hundreds of holiday tours for you to choose from, and prices start at $5 a day plus airfare. See a Pan Am travel agent or call Woodward 30800.
CKLW weather.
Just ahead of much more music on the Charlie Van Dyke Show. Look for a sunny and pleasant day. High